Welcome students. Welcome to this learning platform provided by Odisha State Open University. This session we'll be discussing about levels of management. In any organization, you will find different levels of managers carrying out their functions. Now, basically we can divide them in a broad sense two categories, functional and operational. Functional, those who take decision about what the organization needs to do, the vision and mission. Operational managers, they carry out in-house function, productivity or service, providing these things to the customers. Now, in management, instead of discussing operational and functional, we discuss three levels of managers: top level managers, middle level managers, entry level managers. Top level managers, they are having different role. Middle level managers are having different roles, and entry level managers or supervisors, they are having different roles. Now, what are the roles of top level managers? Top level managers decide the corporate plan. What is corporate plan? How the corporate wants to progress? What service it is going to provide to the people? That is basically how it is relevant to the society. Or if you put the question, why the organization exists? Naturally, every organization exists to satisfy some of the human needs. Now, when there is a human needs, organizations are created to satisfy these needs. And this is we call as mission. Then vision, where the organization wants to reach. These are the activities of top level managers. With their wide experience, wide knowledge, wide analysis power, they are appropriate to decide these policies. Another important aspect or important feature or important role of top level manager is creating an organization structure, that is overall organization structure. What are the posts to be created? What are the departments to be created to fulfill the organizational goal? So once the structure is ready, what kind of structure? Whether it should be a flat structure, whether it should be a pyramidal structure, whether the structure will be a product structure, whether the structure should be a functional structure, or recent form of structures like amoeba structure, spaghetti structure, orchestra structure, virtual organization structure. These are the modern variant or matrix structure. These are the modern variant of structure. It is the top level managers, they need to decide, they need to plan out what structure the organization needs to follow. And how the departments, it's not departmentalization only, how the integration can be built in. So structure divides the departments, and integration part integrates it or coordinates it. Next, we'll be discussing about another aspect is of top level manager is to control. They need to control the workforce, the departments. So supervising the middle level manager is very important for top level managers. Now, disposal and distribution of profit is another aspect. When the organization is making profit, it is the top level managers, they need to decide how that profit has to be shared. So this is another important function of top level managers. Next will be the selection of key posts in the organization. There are certain key posts, and these key posts are determined or occupied by people having adequate skill and knowledge. So So top level manager gets involved in selecting these top level executives of the organization. Then top level management not only does work with regard to organization, it also try to communicate to the external agencies, maybe government, maybe bank. So it's a liaisoning activities. So management, top level managers, another role is liaisoning with external agency. It can be a regulatory agency, it can be a financial agency, it can be outside the country, it can be inside the country. And after liaisoning activities, another important, creating policies for the organization. I hope you have understood what is policy. Policy is a broad guidelines how the organization will operate. So top level management decides the policies to be followed in the organization, and the other level managers, they prepare the rules and regulation. While preparing the rules and regulation, they follow the policy. Next, top level management has a major role with regard to leadership, and the leadership to the organization is provided by this top level managers. After discussing about the role of top level managers, now let's discuss about the role of middle level manager. Middle level managers in the organization, they fill the gap between functional and operational managers. While filling this gap, what is their role? They will be preparing the departmental plan. Top level management prepares the organizational plan or organizational policies. These middle level managers, they further dissect it and prepare departmental objective, departmental activities, departmental plans. Now, while preparing departmental plan, their focus is how to implement, how to carry out the functions so that the organization overall achieve the efficiency and effectiveness. Next will be managerial function with regard to departments. Managerial function, as you know, planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating within the departmental level, the middle level managers carry out these functions. Now, after that, they need to coordinate, they need to control, and they need to pass on the policy directions, they need to pass on the value system, they need to pass on the objectives, they need to pass on the mission, strategy, statement prepared by the top level management to the lower level management. That's why they should be very, very keen in communicating the objectives of the organization with regard to these things. So this is a communication role, and then disseminate the information to the lower level management to be followed. Last one, they explain, interpret policies of prepared by the top level managers, because they have the knowledge, they have the acumen to understand the policies or the decision prepared by the top level managers. That's why these are the important functions bridging the gap between top level managers and lower level or entry level managers. Now let's discuss what is the role of entry level managers. Entry level managers are the supervisors. They supervise the things at shop floor. What is supervising? Supervising is not only fault finding. Definitely, it is one of the important activities. They will find the fault in the process, and they will also try to improvise. If there is no fault, do you think there is no role of supervisors? Yes, they have a role. Their role is to how to improve what is happening in the organization. Then their job is to assigning the task at the shop floor level, assigning task to different workers working under them. They will be frequently issuing orders, instruction how to carry out the activities. Then they have to maintain very personal contact with the employees. Without personal contact, they cannot able to motivate the people. So all the managerial functions at the entry level managers are required with regard to efficient use of the machine, efficient use of the policies, efficient use of the rules, efficient use of the human beings. I hope you have understood all these concepts, the role of top level managers, middle level managers, and entry level managers. Thank you.